Good morning, party people. This is Clarence Napier, the multi-state insurance broker located both in Southwest Georgia near Columbus and the San Francisco Bay Area, where I'm still a legal resident for the next 18 months. Today is April 29th, 2024, and the subject matter of this podcast episode is about how business owners can break out of these boundaries that keep us from doing better, from making more money. So I must say, I am not a motivational speaker. And if you have listened to some of the podcast episodes that we have done either on the insurance podcast or 321 Biz Development, I've always said that motivation speaking is great, but it should not come first. The first thing that needs to happen is skill building. And after the business owner or the salesperson has developed the skill to sell, then motivational speaking helps, but not the other way around. Not motivational speaking first and, you know, skill building second. In most cases, many small business owners and salespeople, they get the motivational speaking, but they never get the sales skill building. So I've always talked about that. I have experience in that. I was a corporate sales manager and hired and trained 70 account executives in the late 90s, early 2000s. Making about $85,000 a year, and that's salary plus bonuses, down in Los Angeles. So today's podcast episode, again, it's about how to get out of this circle, out of this boundary that I would say 90% of small business owners find themselves in. And it's really not the business owner's fault that they are in this circle, this boundary, and they can't break out, because in order to break out, you have to have the skill, and the skill does not come through birth. In other words, there's a saying out there that salespeople are born. And I'm here to tell you that's not true. Salespeople are not born. Selling is not something that you are graced with or you inherit or you're blessed with. It's something that requires just as much work as a person who wants to improve their speed on the track, someone who wants to improve their performance on the tennis court, or someone who wants to do well in mathematics and go through the basic math, the algebra, the trig, the calculus. And those are classes that I took at Cal Berkeley. And I know what my experience was starting as an engineering student and having to go through all those math classes to be able to pass exams at Cal Berkeley. And as the story goes, I switched over to economics because I had a kid in college. So that math experience at Cal Berkeley made economics almost a piece of cake, because economics is kind of math driven plus some logic. To break out of that cycle, what it's going to take is the business owner making a decision to say, I want to do better. Now, just saying that won't help, but it's a start. And I'll just tell you, every day I have to go through the same mental exercise as a person who knows what's going on, who knows what he has to do to be successful in my insurance brokerage and in my consulting firm. I know. But every day I have the same anguish and the same sort of like procrastination at the beginning of what I need to do, and the same fears. It's not something that you get rid of like over time, but what you have to do is you have to ask yourself these questions, and I'll give you two of them. Will your product or service help your prospect who becomes your client be in a better position? And will your product or service do exactly what you claim it will do. Now, there are two or three others, but I won't mention them here. But those two questions, if you can answer those two questions every time you get up in the morning and you start your business, that will be the way you prep to get outside of the circle, to break the barrier, to do better in your business. Because if you don't believe that your product or service will put your prospect who might become your client in a better position, and if you don't believe your product or service will do everything that you claim it will do, you won't take the steps to improve your business, because you know that you're not sure about your product or service. Our business industries that we support are dentists, CPAs, plastic surgeons, attorneys. So we know that when these business owners do their work, the outcome is like 99% successful. We know that business owners that I just mentioned, that includes realtors and insurance brokers like myself, we know that when you finish your job, when you finish that task with that client, that 99% of the time, it's going to be exactly what that person wanted. So the point I'm trying to make is the only person that has to be convinced that your product or service will do everything that you claim it will do, and that your product or service will put that prospect and potential client in a better position than where he or she was before they met you, you are the only person that has to be convinced of that. And once you are convinced of that, then you will take the steps to grow your business the way you know you should do. So our insurance company, combined with our consulting firm, we have a training class. It's a 6 to 9 hour training class that helps people with business development and sales system training. And this training has been proven to help, like I said, white collar small business owners who want to improve their business, who want to improve their closing ratios, who want to improve their contacting and prospecting activities. It will help them do better. And I recommend small business owners who sell products and services at $1,000 and higher to call me at 866-901-9876. The course is a couple of thousand dollars starting out, and there are ways to pay for that class. A business owner can refer insurance clients to us, especially Medicare clients that obviously need Medicare plans. And so there's ways to do it, but I recommend in this current economy that small business owners take action sooner rather than later. My name is Clarence Napier, the president of the Insurance Brokerage. My toll-free telephone number is 866-901-9876. Website, insforsure.com. Make it a fantastic day. Bye-bye.